Nine Inch Nails bypasses the recording industry. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Trent Reznor's band, Nine Inch Nails, which was released from a major label recording contract last year, has posted a 36-track instrumental album on the internet. Consumers can get the first nine tracks of Ghosts 1 through 4 for free on the band's website and on BitTorrent sites. They can buy the entire album in a digital version for $5 or get physical copies with bonus merchandise in packages ranging from $10 to $300. Last October, British group Radiohead released In Rainbows over the net and allowed customers to choose their own price. The new Nine Inch Nails album is available on the Amazon.com MP3 store. A company called TuneCore is responsible for putting it there. For about $30, TuneCore will deliver anyone's songs and albums to online stores like Amazon and iTunes. Unlike traditional distribution companies, TuneCore does not take a cut of sales. Founder and CEO Jeff Price.
Nine Inch Nails, God bless them, came to TuneCore.com, uploaded their album art and their songs, clicked a button, and we delivered to the Amazon MP3 store for them.
And how much did you charge Mr. Reznor for that service?
I think it was about $38.
You won't get any more money from the sale of that album, right?
That's correct. It's just a flat, you know, upfront fee.
What are some of the other artists that you've worked with?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting question because artists like Soulja Boy used us before they were recognized, Tapes and Tapes, or Keith Richards, or Ziggy Marley. So it's a very wide list. And then, of course, there's tens of thousands of quote-unquote unknown artists, although that's a rather relative term these days when a unknown, unsigned artist like Liam Sullivan utilizes TuneCore to get his music placed into iTunes and sells over 500,000 songs in 5 months with no record label, no press.
Does it pain you at all to see an album that you had something to do with, like, sell really big and a traditional distributor would be sort of raking it in at that point?
Well, I mean, part of my history is I owned and ran an independent record label called Spin Art Records for about 19 years and released bands like the Pixies and Echo and the Bunnymen. And, you know, as a former record label guy, yeah, I'm like, oh, God, that kills me. I wish I was involved with that. That's why I created a record label. But I let the label close down, and I shut it down, and I put on my TuneCore hat. And on the TuneCore side of things, no, that's why we created it. It's a very simple concept. It's a fee for a service. It's just the main service happens to be your own record label. For a simple upfront flat fee, you get worldwide distribution and this infrastructure that you need to be your own record label.
I'm not a very good business person, but it doesn't seem like there's a lot of money in, you know, collecting 30, 40 bucks at a time just delivering someone's album to iTunes or Amazon.
The reality is that the majority of people on this planet make some form of music. I mean, you look out the window and you think how many people in their homes have at least one instrument, a piano, a guitar, a banjo, a bongo, a flute. And the ability for any one of them now to be their own record label with no filter to come in, it's a very large marketplace. And that was really some of the business thought behind TuneCore is, well, why not let everybody in and put a small toll booth there to provide a fee for service, make it an equitable fee, a fair fee, don't take any of their rights, don't take any of their revenue, and enable them to have a career or succeed or do whatever they want the way they want.
That's Jeff Price, founder and CEO of TuneCore. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.